The city of Nashville has spent very little on police misconduct cases in the last 5 years, but the district attorney's recent take on a fatal shooting by an officer could open the department to more lawsuits, WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
Since 2012, Nashville has spent just north of $500,000 dealing with alleged police misconduct. That includes judgments and settlements. And if the numbers tell us anything, it's that these claims can be difficult to prove, and the payoff is minimal. The main reason is because of a decades-old ordinance that caps the payout at $50,000. Civil rights attorney Tricia Hertzfeld, who successfully sued the police, says this makes it less likely that such cases will be litigated.
That is a really difficult number to get a client, an individual who's been wronged, or to get an attorney to put forth their time and their life to go after $50,000.
Adjusted for inflation, it's worth less than half of what it was in 1982 when the cap was written into law. Hertzfeld says mounting a case isn't easy. It often requires suing the officer himself. That would be for things like excessive force or racial profiling. But if a client wants more than $50,000, they have to go after the officer's personal assets. And Hertzfeld says suing the department itself requires a much higher burden of proof.
They really have created somewhat of a labyrinth, which is certainly discouraging for people suing the police department.
For example, it requires showing a pattern or practice of bad behavior, which is hard. But that's what DA Glenn Funk opened the door to when he noted an appearance of bias in the investigation of a recent fatal shooting by an officer. In the case of Jacquees Clemens, he cited the repeated use of the term victim for the officer who fired his weapon. Experts say that the mere suggestion of bias could be used against police in future cases. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.